This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I got to show you something, Jamie.
Oh, that again?
No. I've got a text.
Oh, okay.
Look at this text from my wife, okay?
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
What is all that?
And I just got it. I have a condition, and you're not going to believe
me either.
Because it's
a medical thing?
Well, I think it is, and I think it's real, but you don't, and she doesn't. And last night I kept everybody up, she says, and they couldn't sleep because they kept kicking the bottom of the bed.
Restless leg syndrome.
Restless leg syndrome. I have that. And yesterday or last night, I was twitching so bad,
mm-hmm.
not tweaking, twerking. I was twitching.
You were twerking.
Twerking. I was twitching so bad, I kept kicking the footboard on the bed. And I guess when I went to sleep, I continued to do it. And she doesn't believe. So all this is about how restless leg syndrome doesn't exist.
I think it exists, but I think it's more constant. I have never seen you in a meeting or anywhere but wiggle your feet.
Yeah.
Ever.
Like kicked in your feet or anything like that. I think it's more like restless legs, like aches, isn't it?
This guy on Southern Charm, but I also think he's hopped up on something. On Southern Charm, he always does this, like his legs are just going, but he's also been known to, you know, party. And so his legs are always just going. I've never seen BJ out and about. We've hung out for what, 10 years? I've never seen, you tell me you have it, but I've never seen you have it.
I have it bad.
But wouldn't I know by all these years we've been together?
Not necessarily. I think there are different...
There's different kinds.
Well, no, I think
left-legged, right-legged?
No. I think that, you know, it could be more apparent in some people than others. I think that maybe mine's just not as bad as some conditions are.
Maybe what you're doing at night is soothing yourself.
Soothing?
Yeah.
What do you mean,
like,
soothing?
Like, my son has it when he's studying. He doesn't know he does it, but I can hear him from the ceiling. When he was in high school, you could hear his legs. But I go, why are you doing that with your legs? I can hear him downstairs. He goes, it helps me think.
Yeah, the, like tapping them.
Yeah.
People are so divided on this issue.
Well, it's like carpal tunnel. Not really a fan.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But people will absolutely tell you that if you feel like you've got it, that it doesn't exist. It just does not exist. But I know for a fact it does because I have it.
Can I see? What is some of the research?
Well, here's what, I don't know, Jamie. Look at all this.
I know. What does it say?
Deterioration, impact, RLS can cause long-term discomfort, disrupt sleep, whereas hypnic jerks are pretty, I don't know.
I don't believe you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All I know is you lie there in bed and you're trying to not move. your foot, leg, whatever, and you just can't help it. There's a nervous, like a nerve reflex that goes off, and you have to move it.
I hope your wife is listening, because I have a lot of stuff to read from Texnado.
Good, good. And the reason I bring this up is because we're in such a heated debate this morning if it exists or not.
I see
I know
that.
You're not a believer.
I know that my son does it to think. Like, that's his, he taps his foot and he doesn't know he's even doing it. So I do believe that they're comforting things. I believe in that. I don't think that.
I find that to be more of a nervous twitch.
Maybe. But I mean, you couldn't hear that you were doing that with the headboard and didn't scoot up on the bed?
No.
I mean, the footboard, and you didn't scooch up a little?
I'm surprised it didn't wake him up. Yeah.
Why don't you get a longer bed?
No. It's the fact that you're just, you know, twitching in bed.
I mean, how big is that bed that you're hitting it?
Yeah, I kind of fall down to the ball. I'm a scooter.
You're a scooter?
Yeah, I'm a scooter.
All right,
bed.
Here it is.
Yeah.
My husband had restless leg, and it happens at night. He has even tried everything the internet suggests. Water, pills, all the things. It's real. Restless leg syndrome only happens at night usually. That's why you don't know about it, Jamie, because he's... You know, you're doing it at night when I'm not around you in bed with you. Let's see here. It's not constant. I get it at night only. Oh, my God. You got to read all these. These are crazy.
Maybe it's happening because every now and then I have a dream about you.
No.
And I'm twitching like this.
Well, you wouldn't be twitching. You'd get a pop tent. Pop-up tent in the sheets. That's what's happening.
Maybe that's why my wife's mad. She knows that when I start kicking, it's I'm thinking about Jamie in my sleep.
Oh, my God. She's just throwing up right now. Read all these. Some people say you need magnesium. Other people say you're low in iron. Man, there's a lot of advice right here. I have it too, BJ. It's absolutely misery. You can't stop it. The more you think about it, the more you do it.
Mm. Yeah, and so many people believe that it doesn't exist, that it's absolutely made up.
Your wife.
For an example, well, you're right. No, she does.
Is she thinking that you're doing it for attention? Because I do think my sister sometimes gets it, and I'm like, you don't have that.
No, there's...
Like if we're ignoring her. She's in, you know, by the pool.
Pay attention to me.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
My wife works in a hospital, so she thinks she's a doctor. Well, she does. She does. And she's looked up this this thing called hypnic jerks.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Maybe she's just trying to call me a jerk in some way.
Yeah. So is that like because you're
jerks?
Is that something that happens in your sleep? Because I get that, like where you feel like you jumped off a building.
Yeah. You're falling. Yeah.
That's what she's trying to equate it to, and that's not what it is at all.
Yeah. Because sometimes I get trapped where I can't. I'm in a dream and I can't talk or do anything. I'm like in a coma.
Yeah.
And I'll actually yell out help, and it'll wake me up.
No kidding.
Yeah. Ask her what that is. Psychosis.
That's terrifying.
Because after all, she's a doctor.
She
works in a hospital.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.